Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun.
The old and the young, so that's me and Jennifer. Well, I guess you can figure out who the old is and who the young is. That's the Good Day program. How do you do?
I'm just sometimes.
Yeah, really? Congratulations. Jay's off today, so Jen is here to help us celebrate the day. It is the Wednesday, November 9th program. One more day in November. Jennifer loves it. When I am
countdown
on top of the calendar, it's so how many days to a Christmas? Actually, we should probably figure that one out.
27.
The 25th, 20. Yeah, okay, no, leave it to you to know that there are 27. So how is the shopping going? Is because you're probably the number one shopper here.
Let me just tell you, the mall came to me on Friday, and I just pretty much online shopped my heart out.
Did you?
I am now needing credit counseling, but you know what? No. Most of my shopping is done.
I understand the credit counseling thing, that's for sure. But because you are an empowered feminine person, you tend to know more about a lot. I was thinking about that. What does it mean to be an empowered female? There's a lot of talk about being empowered these days, and more to, I think, doesn't it seem to apply more to women than to men? Wisdom and courage and strength, it seems to be the era of that being attributed to women more than men.
I actually questioned about maybe a week ago now, it all blends together.
Mm-hmm.
But I was actually questioning the future of feminism, or if it even exists anymore, because you probably saw it, maybe we talked about it, but the thing that, like, got me and recently is watching all these young girls quote Osama bin Laden's letter to America. You saw that trend on TikTok where these women were reading the letter that Osama bin Laden wrote to the United States about why he attacked on 9/11?
No.
And
It
was a huge thing on TikTok where all these girls were like, oh, we understand America is bad. Israel is bad. And part of that was part of why Osama bin Laden attacked America is that he didn't like Western culture. He didn't like America. He didn't like the partnership with Israel. He hates Israel. And then he also quoted Sharia law in the letter. And you've got these dumb women on TikTok not realizing what they're doing because they're quoting Sharia law, which is not supportive of feminism. They don't even want you to show your face. And they're talking, you know, Osama bin Laden said that women need to be home and supporting men and just hosting people and not doing anything and covering their face. And I thought to myself, where are the feminists right now? Where is Gloria Steinem and Jane Fonda when you see women on
retired
quoting, quoting Sharia law and not standing up and saying, under Sharia law, you certainly wouldn't have a TikTok account and you wouldn't be showing us your face and you wouldn't be allowed to say words because you belong to your husband. I don't know. I wonder because it used to be that we were like empowering women and now we're a huge amount of people are quoting Sharia law. Like, what?
Oh, weird.
It's just
it is weird.
Bizarre.
All right, we're going to calm the bizarreness down. We have a contest going, Jennifer, that started actually yesterday. We'll go through this week and next week. So when folks listening, I'm not going to, I'm going to give you love, admiration, praise, all of that stuff, and maybe a little bit more. But I'm not going to give a Trans-Siberian Orchestra CD to you. I'm going to give it to the first person who calls 855-999-DOUG when we play the next Trans-Siberian Orchestra tune. All right, so if you have, we started, as I said yesterday, did we find out what Ruth's last name was, James? I forgot to ask her on the air, and I don't know that anybody, we have to know who she is because she's in, here's how this works. I'll explain how it works in a way we'll know who Ruth is. When you call 855-999-DOUG once you hear the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, you'll, the first person, I don't want to play games, 19th person gets the now. What? First person, you're going to be fast. Give away this CD for the Trans-Siberian Orchestras. They go out every year on tour, and so this is obviously something that points in that direction. They're in cities all around the country during the holiday season. And so then after we give away the Trans-Siberian Orchestra CD, your name will go into a hat. And so I think a week from today, we will draw for a fully automatic stereo turntable that has Bluetooth, which is kind of a neat thing. That's very unusual for a stereo or any kind of turntable, right? So either way, whether it's wired or wireless, you get outstanding audio with the ease of an automatic operation. That's the Audio Technica. I'm not going to give you the number. What is it? Who knows what an LP60 XPT is? Sounds like a rocket ship.
That's
anyway.
A cool record player, right? With Bluetooth. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Right. All right. So when you hear Trans-Siberian Orchestra, you call 855-999-3684, and we will take it from there, as they say. The best book of the year. If you're doing your, Jennifer's just talking about doing her, her Christmas shopping and she needs credit counseling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. there is a, for those of you who look to consort with those who are smart, you'll be interested to know what the best book of the year is, according to a number, 12 different, but who even knew there were 12 bookstores that still existed? But there are 12 bookstores, and the managers around the country of these stores were asked to consider what the book of the year was. And the winner is a book called The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store by James McBride. The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store, a passionate story. Well, if I tell you what the story's about, then that kind of takes away from from the intrigue, right? So, check it out. Listen, I think people are... Remember I gave you that Kindle? How many years ago was that?
It was the Nook, actually, the Barnes & Noble. I was thinking, it's so funny because I was actually thinking about that this week because I still get... There's still a Barnes & Noble in my neighborhood, but, you know, so many of them have closed down. And I get an ad from them every so often, and I always love to look at their Christmas ads because that's when they bring out, like, the biggest books of the year like you're talking about and, you know, just kind of to see what was going on. And I was like, gosh, I wonder if the Nook is still going because I still have it in my drawer. I just haven't downloaded to it in such a long time. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, they still have the Nook in business, but I love it. I mean, gosh, I used the heck out of it for a good 5 or 6 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Handy.
And I was surprised because Amazon sort of took over. The other weird thing I was thinking about this year, Doug, is, and actually when I was here for you on Monday, Jay and I were laughing. She goes, oh, Cyber Monday. Can you believe it's only been around since 2005? And I went, well, that's because really internet shopping's only been around since 2005. Yeah, so I guess that's where Cyber Monday comes from. And she goes, wow, really? And I said, yeah, well, think about when did Amazon start? So we actually looked it up. And Amazon started in 1994 or 5, I want to say. But do you remember Amazon was only books at that time? Mm-hmm. It wasn't everything under the sun. And that was the direct competition to the bookstores.
It was losing so much money. People said, well, why the heck are you investing in that? Do you know who the number one investor in Amazon was? The number one private investor for all the hedge fund. Everybody was talking about it, and I don't know who was doing anything about it. But I remember when Rush Limbaugh and I became friends early on in our careers, he put money, and it ended up that he was... the biggest investor early on, in Amazon. So another one of the top 10 books this year, Chain Gang All-Stars. Now, that's got to be... Right? Here's another one called Master, Slave, Husband, Wife. Bottoms Up and the Devil Laughs. There's a book called The Beasting by Paul Murray. That is a,
and is this based on reviews or on sales? How does it go?
This is based on sales, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks to me like the Chain Gang thing is a pretty absurd book. I like to have simple things. Once in a while, I don't read a lot of books because I'm always reading for things to talk about on the program. So I don't get overwhelmed with the, you know, some of the things that are around.
Long form stuff, yeah.
Oftentimes get made into movies anyway. And so I'd rather sort of see it that way. Well, Rosalind Carter was laid to rest, or I guess she was memorialized yesterday. Today she gets laid to rest, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see her daughter, Amy, speak about her?
I was actually recording. I was in the studio, so I had it on, but I didn't have the audio on, which I was sad about. But I did hear the letter. I read the letter, actually.
Yeah, the letter.
That was read.
Yeah.
So sweet, yeah. Between Jimmy, yeah. Carter. And can I, this is so silly, but I've always called her Rosalind Carter as well. That's what my mom calls her. I had this conversation with my mom yesterday. But I've heard a lot of people in the media are calling her Rosalind now, which I guess maybe.
Okay, let's talk about something important.
No, but that kind of is. I just didn't know because I've always said Rosalind Carter too, and I just heard you say that.
Yeah.
So
right, that's what I've.
Yeah.
I've never heard her called Rosalind. One of the things that I thought was most distressing or distracting was seeing Jimmy Carter just kind of laid out like he was on a...
I know.
I just thought, I mean, yeah, he needed to be there for his wife, but he just... That when you see
it's
people
really
like that,
it's really sad because you look
tragic,
and you go, gosh, it probably won't be long. Especially because I think he really was waiting for her. They had a really great love story, and...
Yeah.
So you see this so often, you know, when people stay together and they stay alive and there for each other, and they go quickly a lot of times in pairs. And I'm not wishing that on Jimmy Carter.
Yes.
I hope that he
makes it
to 100
a good thing,
and beyond. But
yeah. I think that would be something that makes a whole lot of sense, actually, under the circumstance where you see the condition he's in. What's the reason for him being alive? You can ask yourself that question. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program on Wednesday at 18 after the hour.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra sharp monitors and top brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, it's 23 after the hour on the Wednesday Good Day program. I keep wanting to say Tuesday because it's my second day of the week since Jennifer was kind enough to be here on Monday to relieve me, mind, body, and soul. but it is going to be Wednesday all day long, boys and girls.
Last time I checked.
This portion of the program is a highlight of what's going on in the world of celebrities, some of the gossip, the things that are trending on social media. And one of the things that we were just talking about, books. So there's an outrageous new book that claims that contestants early on to Family Feud, that is when Richard Dawson was hosting it, had to take herpes tests.
What?
Before.
Oh, because they were kissing each other.
Apparently, yeah. Yeah, just interesting. He kissed everybody, right? And he did it on the mouth. So, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he was a super spreader. He was the first.
Yeah. Hadn't thought about it that way, but yeah, that probably could be. You could make that argument. All right, next up here is a focus on Shannon Doherty, who apparently, Jen, has a new podcast that will explore her health history, among other things, and her love history and that sort of thing. I never did quite understand the fascination with her, but she certainly is somebody that most everybody knows, so let's get to the bottom of what's going on there right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Okay, so Jennifer, I'm sure you're more qualified to talk about Shannon Doherty than am I. I just saw this new feature. I know that she's had a really rough time health-wise in her life. At some early point, she was a big smoker and apparently whether that's what caught up to her or whatever it is. But she's got a new book called Let's Be Clear About Everything. And the book, I guess she is writing a book, but it's a podcast. Anyway, basically the same thing. Lots of stuff, the inside stuff of her career and her breast cancer. And so what do you remember? She was on Little House on the Prairie, which I forgot about.
She was?
Yeah. She talks about what it was like to work with Michael Landon on The Little House.
Huh, and what it was like to work with Wilford
Brimley. I don't know. I was not a big fan of
I remember her obviously from 90210.
Yeah, right.
And she was obviously a very strident character in 90210, which I think the reputation followed her and other projects she worked on. I think she kind of had the reputation.
Relationship.
Well, just the reputation of being kind of But
right.
I don't know if that was fair. I don't know because we weren't there. We don't know if that reputation is fair or not. But she got really sick, and she had, I think, multiple kinds of cancer, and she was not able to work. And she's been one of the loudest voices about SAG-AFTRA not offering her health insurance because she didn't work enough, but she couldn't work enough because she was really sick with cancer and going through chemo and almost died. I mean, really seriously. So I'm glad she's found something that she can do that will maybe hopefully earn her some money so she can take care of herself because she's had a pretty miraculous turnaround.
Yeah, she had a tough... She had a tough time of it, no question. All right, so that's a good summary. Thank you. The new podcast, by the way, starts next week. If you're interested, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay, down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever words you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, hey guys, puppy up, and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time, couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Two teenagers accused of murder escaped over the weekend from a youth jail in Louisiana, less than 2 weeks after one of them already escaped earlier in November. 17-year-olds David Atkins and Willie Jackson escaped late Saturday night from the East Baton Rouge Juvenile Detention Center in Louisiana. Officials are dumbfounded and don't know how they escaped. Baton Rouge Police and the U.S. Marshal Service have launched a search, and on the fourth day, the first-degree murder suspects remain at large and are considered armed and dangerous. Presidential candidate Nikki Haley is picking up a big endorsement.
The Political Action Network, financed largely by billionaire Charles Koch, has endorsed the former South Carolina governor's bid for the White House. The group Americans for Prosperity Action said Haley has what it takes to lead a policy agenda to take on our nation's biggest challenges. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, my name is Anna Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
About the free trip to Las Vegas that's available by calling a number that's similar to a number that I'm sure is being called by a number of people right now. What's the name of this tune, James?
I recognize.
Ah, there you go. The Mad Russian's Christmas. Didn't somebody get arrested in Russia? A journalist? Well, there's a journalist that's there. He's still there. Oh, I know. He's going to trial. The fellow who is, who I think it was a New York Times reporter. I can't remember his name. Remember that story, Jennifer, from a few weeks ago? And so he's now being tried.
Good luck.
And it was interesting. Last night I was watching News Nation, and the whole idea of Russian trials and American journalists treating this circumstance as if it were an American trial, and they're using the same jargon to describe what's going on with this guy, when we all know what a joke the Russian court system is, and whatever's going to happen in the court system is going to be what Putin says is supposed to happen. So, at any rate, it's just really kind of, I find it interesting and amusing to have to watch our news system kind of just melt before our very ears. We talk about all the news here, not just the stuff that Jennifer does. Jennifer doesn't talk about all the news on her program with KRLA. It's a little bit to the right, and some, but you talk about a lot of things going on.
I talk about everything.
I'll
give you my opinion.
Yes.
Opinion, of course, but, you know.
Okay, yeah. Speaking of the Russians, the wife of Ukraine's intelligence chief has been diagnosed with heavy metal poisoning. Oh, gee, how do you suppose that happened?
Like from Guns N' Roses or from, like, metal?
No, like, yeah, no.
Remember?
Like, well, you can get pretty bad poisoning listening to Guns N' Roses, too.
From heavy metal music, sure.
Mariana Budanova is the wife of General Krylo Budanova, the head of the military intelligence agency. Her condition was confirmed. There's no real detail about what happened. How did she get poisoned? Whether it was intended to be for him and she got it instead, which is what I'm kind of thinking is the story, right? The story here is that the Russians are trying to poison this guy, and they did a sloppy job like they do. They're so clumsy. You know, there's a great PBS special that's around now that if you get a chance to see, you should. It's called On Her Majesty's Secret Service. And it's the story of the military and the spy mission that was created by the Brits before World War II to, first of all, deal with the Enigma, which was what the Nazis used to communicate the secret sauce, if you will. And they figured out what it was. And then the Americans got in on the act. And so during World War II, there's great cooperation between the U.S. and Britain because of their finding the secret to the Enigma. And then after this special goes through sort of the beginning of the James Bond era, because Ian Fleming started writing his books about James Bond about the time that World War II was over. Anyway, it's a very interesting story about this sort of thing, the intrigue. Who was, what Brits defected to Russia, the German spies and the English spies. People love the spy stuff anyway. So it's a very good overview of MI5 and MI6. Anyway, and in it are lots of these stories about this Russian getting poisoned or this Brit, getting bumped off. And one of the things that was fascinating about it, Jennifer, is that they went through all of the toys. When James Bond does, they always in the beginning of the movies go into Q and see what sort of madcap things they have for him to use as tools. Apparently, that's one of the most authentic things about the James Bond books. The stuff that he uses, that really was part of the reality of what the first British Secret Service agents had to deal with. Fancy
guns. Have
you ever
been through the spy museum?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's a spy museum, I think, always open in Washington, D.C., but there was a tour that came to the Reagan Library, which is where I saw it. The Reagan Library is fabulous if you're in Southern California, and they have a huge space for traveling exhibits. So right now they have one on Auschwitz, which I hear is incredible, but they have the spy museum come through. And it was incredible. They had some of the stuff that they used. And this is from years and years and years ago, like World War II era stuff, like irons that had weapons in the bottom of them that people would have in their houses. I mean, just really, pen that like shot darts at people. I mean, the stuff that you would see that seemed to be made up out of James Bond, it was like all real and all being used for decades by spies across the world. It was cool.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program. All right, so we had the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and with that comes the opportunity for you to call 855-999-DOUG, which was done, but it would be helpful, James, if you would tell me who it is with whom I am going to speak. Hello?
We've got Chad Howard on the line from
Hi, Chad.
Indiana.
Hi, Chad.
Hi.
How are you doing? Nice to have you on board.
Good,
we're in Indiana. Where in Indiana are you?
Evansville.
Where is it?
Evansville, southwest Indiana.
I'm not understanding the name of the town, though. It sounded like Israel.
Evansville.
Evansville.
Yeah.
It's a great connection. Let's hear it for AT&T. So, to what do we owe the pleasure of your being here, other than the fact that you've just won yourself a CD from Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and you're also going to be in the drawing? You have a chance to win that Audio-Technica automatic turntable next week. So tell me about you. What are you doing? You're on your way to work, I'm going to suppose, at this moment in time.
Yes, I'm on my way to work this morning, bright and early every morning, about 4 o'clock.
What do you do?
My time.
Mm.
I'm a police officer.
Are you?
Thank you for your service.
Of what rank?
It's my honor. I am a sergeant.
Mm-hmm. What made you want to be a police officer?
It is a calling. I've always wanted to be
for
a police officer since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
What's the greatest thing that you're dealing with right now in your job? Is there something going on that's specific to that area? Like, I could tell you in Los Angeles, homelessness is a really big problem for our LAPD officers. Is there something in your area that is of concern?
A lot of gang activity, unfortunately.
In Evansville, Indiana?
Yeah, we're kind of a hub. We're in between St. Louis, Louisville, Indianapolis, Chicago, Memphis, Nashville. We're all within just a few hours drive of all those big cities.
So, is, you say a hub, the is it a gang sort of deal, or is it just elements of crime? How is it? How does it manifest there?
It's mostly just gang activity, a lot of gang on gang crime, shootings, things of that nature.
I would never have thought that of Evansville, frankly. I think of Evansville, as I haven't been a long time since I drove through there, I would have thought of it more as a fairly large ag center, a farming area, more than certainly. But now that you mention it, now that I think about it, there are more and more problems in the Midwest with gang activities and with drugs because, I guess, of what I've just said. It's quieter and people don't seem to pay as much attention to it. So does it really tax the police and law enforcement there?
Yes, yes. And unfortunately, it's hurting our recruiting. It's hurting our community. It's just really a shame from what it was 21 years ago whenever I got on the force.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Family-wise, was your dad a police officer? A lot of times men and women go into the service or into the, in this circumstance, the service of law because somebody in their family was involved. Is that your case?
No, sir. I'm the one and only out of my family that went into law.
First timer.
I do have a history of military service, so throughout.
I do.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people like to go from the military into the police. All right, well, Chad, hold on just a second, and we get some more information about you, and you will be in the drawing for the this turntable. Is really pretty snazzy. How old would you? I'm going to guess you're in your, what, mid-40s or so?
Correct, yes.
All right. So the reason I ask is because oftentimes Jennifer, who's about the same age as you are, will give me a lot of starch because I talk about CDs or I talk about records or I talk about turntables.
You're still on 8-track, that's why.
Yeah, no. But, you know, this is, the world is coming back around to vinyl and
yeah,
to turntables.
Very.
And this is a very fancy, very cool. This will be a good gift for you. Maybe you keep it for yourself. Maybe you give it to somebody else. But
I'm rooting for you, Sergeant. I hope you win this one. This is going to be good.
Yeah. All right, so hold on just a second. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, sir. Thanks a lot. Nice to chat with you.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you. Thanks. Yep. All right. So there you go. Somebody else who won. Yesterday it was Ruth Anderson, in Bend, Oregon. I listen to KQEN, and there's a Chad from Evansville, Indiana. Who would have thought that it's a crime hub or a drug? That really is disturbing, frankly.
It's really disturbing.
Oh, my God.
It's just everywhere.
It's just, ay.
But you have all those big cities close by. They're just running things through.
Yeah, as he said, yep. All right, so what we're doing here, for those of you who just tuned in and wondering, what the heck is this conversation about? The Trans-Siberian Orchestra is on tour, as it is, like Mannheim, Steamroller, all of these groups that like to go out. Darlene Love is around. I was trying to get a ticket to see her. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra is one of those great, unique musical organizations, and so we're highlighting the tour that they're on. And also the fact that we have this Audio Technica. We got a hold of one of these stereo turntables, and we're going to give that away as a grand prize next week. So this is the point in which we start the Merry Christmas thing. I think that's what I feel like right now. I feel like this is Merry Christmas time. We're into it. And what did you say, 27 days?
Yeah.
Jennifer Nord, yeah.
Yep.
27 days to Christmas. All right. So anyway, every day at some point during the day, we're going to play a Trans-Siberian tune, and then you'll have a chance to give us a buzz and get on board and have some fun with us. Meanwhile, speaking of fun, 800-419-3684, that's your key. For those of you who want to make a last-minute trip to Las Vegas, have some fun. Jennifer loves to go over to Vegas because the food is good, the shows are good. So that's fun. So get 3 days and two nights free just by calling 800-419-3684 right now.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now, 53 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with the overview of what's happening food, farm, and family-wise. You get the background information at foodfarmfamily.com. Got a lot of things going today. It's Throw Out Your Leftovers Day. Let's see. Today is how many days after Thanksgiving? We have, what, 6 days? Okay. So, yeah, I guess it would be appropriate. Not sure that I would be throwing a lot of stuff out, but I make soups and things out of what's left over, but because I wasn't here for Thanksgiving, there's nothing left over anyway. So it's time for you to start cooking fresh food again, boys and girls. Strong food containers sometimes help, but, you know, there's only so much that can go for so long and make it so good. So a lot of, at this point anyway, the spoiled food and, the fridge probably stinks if there are leftovers that aren't covered up. I never bother to cover stuff. I don't put it in plastic most of the time. I just put it in the refrigerator. That's it. Most common of the food shopping habits is letting go until the last minute. And at this time, the stores are being restocked, actually. It's taken, the stores apparently last week were really inundated. And so it's just now, I went into a store the other night to get my usual week-long supply of fruit. And it was a Whole Foods store, as it turns out. And I was lucky to find three containers of blueberries. And there weren't any, a lot of the stuff that I get with regularity, like blackberries and things, gonzo. And so anyway, if there's too much food in your refrigerator and it's been in there since Thanksgiving, I guess the bottom line is probably toss it. All right? You don't probably need me to... Well, maybe you do need me to remind you of the safety factors, and then people laugh because of all the people, excuse me, who might have some credibility in that department. I'm not really on the top of the list. Also, National Lemon Cream Pie Day today. Food historians believe that lemon desserts have been around since the Middle Ages, And whipped cream has been around for almost that long, but I don't know, 14th century, 15th century in there, mid 1500s apparently, somebody figured out how to whip cream out of the cream of a cow that had been milked. And so then, voila, we have lemon cream pie, lemon custards. I love lemon. Lemon's my favorite. I like, somebody says to me, what do you want for a birthday cake? I say, lemon cake with vanilla frosting. Thanks very much. A lot of lemon things. Apparently, there's a travel writer named Elizabeth Goodfellow who came up for whatever the reason. When you check the food history of the lemon cream pie, this person was the one who made it popularized. And, you know, you write about it and people say, oh, what's this all about? Yeah. So, anyway, I like crumbles on a lemon pie. Let's see here. This is 1825 in Philadelphia, where they first became something that was sold in a bakery, and it was called lemon meringue pie. Yeah, well, lemon meringue and lemon cream, are they? You put cream on top of it, yeah, meringue on top of it. Anyway, a couple of the presidents liked, Abraham Lincoln apparently was a big fan of the lemon cream pie. So there's a little historical overview. The Agriculture Department is saying today that you ought to be careful about Hilltop Meadow Farm, the pepper jack raw milk cheese that they distributed over the last 60 days is no good. This is a northeastern thing, well, from the Midwest, Wisconsin, through New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New England. You are warned that this pepper jack raw milk cheese is no good. Supposedly it has listeria in it, which is the roughest of all of the things that can contaminate food. This is, again, from Hilltop Farm, which is in Schuylkill County. Interesting. I didn't realize it. Okay. So the point here is that I think you look at these things and you don't really know what the label is, because most of these things are made in the same place. They just put a different label on them. So if you've got pepper jack raw milk cheese from any source, bring it back to the store and get your money back. Don't call anybody. Don't go online. Don't waste your time. That's what they want you to do, so you don't bring the cheese back and they have to pay you for it. Nope. Get the cheese back to the store and make them pay you not only for the cheese, but for the time it's taken you to bring it back. It wasn't your fault that the cheese was no good, right? So why should you have to pay and then pay again and then pay again? All right, so those are the words of the wise. Foodfarmfamily.com. Today's episode will be posted later today, so right now you can listen, if you didn't hear yesterday's episode, to what we talked about yesterday on the Food Farm Family portion of the Good Day program. Now 59 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.